こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。今週もリモート収録やっております。1個目、ネットフリックスが新作映画エクストラクションの配信を開始し、アクションシーンの撮影場面と実際に出来上がったシーンを並べた動画を公開しましたが、出来上がったシーンの方に黄色いフィルターがかかっていることが物議を醸しています。ハリウッド映画では気温が高く危険な国などを表す際に黄色いフィルターをかけることがありますが、ネット上で発展途上国フィルターなどと揶揄されています。
In a new Netflix movie called Extraction,action scenes appeared to have a yellow filter compared to the film locations in real life, stoking a public discussion. Hollywood movies often depict hot and dangerous countries with a yellow filter, which has been dubbed the developing country filter online.
そう、まあ、人によってはメキシコフィルターみたいな呼び方をしているけど、まあ、多分みんななんとなく思い浮かべられるような色だと思うんだけど、よくあるハリウッド映画のあの黄色みがかった色、うん、で確かにあのネットフリックスがツイッターで上げたこの撮影場面と出来上がった場面を並べて見せてる動画だと、まあ比較がすごくしやすいので、めちゃくちゃ黄色いなっていうのがすごく見えるんだよね、
うん、
でこう見た人たちからはちょっとさすがに黄色すぎるとか、なんかシンプソンズみたいに見えるとか、まあ、いろんな冗談言ってる人がいるって感じ、
うん、
でなんか、まあ、黄色だけじゃなくてハリウッド映画っていろんな色のフィルターをもちろん使っていて、黄色で言うとブレイキングバッドとかはこうアメリカにいるときは普通の色なんだけど、キャラクターたちがメキシコに行くと黄色っぽくなったりとかして、その言葉を使わずにどこの国にいるか、どこの国に移動してきたかとかっていうのが見てる側に伝わるような使い方をしている。
うん、
で、メキシコとかは、
I was gonna ask, do you think that there's any truth to the filter, or at least validity in terms of like how it feels? Because I've traveled to other countries and it's like a whole different, like everything feels different, like tables, like just it's so complete that it almost feels like a filter. And when I remember different places, I don't know if I'm putting a filter on them, but it kind of feels that way.
うん、そうだから効果的ではあるし、だからまあ結局これドラッグ関係の話とか戦争とかだと、こういうセピア色、黄色、オレンジみたいなフィルターがよくかかっていて、うん、ただその、なんだろう、それによる、こう、エフェクトは何なのかっていうかさ、見てる人からするとすごくわかりやすいんだけど、例えばメキシコに住んでる人からすると、自分の映画が、あ、自分の国が映画に出てくるたんびに黄色くされてるみたいな。でそれがこう毎回しかもネガティブなイメージとともにリプレゼントされちゃってて、危ないとか汚いとか、こう砂ぼこりっぽいとか、でそれがこう一個の映画だったらまだいいんだけど、こう毎年毎年複数の映画で共通してそれがされてるってなると、まあ、やっぱり今回みたいにいい加減にしろみたいな怒る人がいるのは全然わかる気がする。私も例えば日本がそういう風な扱いされて毎回なんかね、変な色にされてたら、
What's the filter color for Japan? Does Japan have one?
アジアは
developed country filter。
なんか誰かが言ってたのは、あの Fast and Furious の東京ドリフトとか、あの、まあ他にも日本が出てくる映画たくさんあるけど、結構青白いっていうか、その蛍光灯色、
うん、
みたいなのは多いよね、言われてみると。だから
kind of like Blade Runner、
うん、なんかオレンジっぽい柔らかい色じゃなくて、もうちょっとこう安っぽいというか、あの本当に真っ白な ライト、電気を使ってるみたいな。
It's kind of a futuristic filter, because Japan is perceived as being futuristic, and often in movies it's set in the future. And that sort of high-tech 蛍光灯 vibe. You know, if you go into a room that has fluorescent lights, it feels really different than if you have like the warm
light bulbs. So, あと例えばロシアは結構青っぽい、なんか冷たい感じのフィルターがかかってたりとか、ただそのなんだ、じゃあアメリカ国内でもすごい暑くて危険なところは黄色いフィルターがかかるかっていうとそういうわけでもなくて、例えばサンディエゴにいるとキャラクターがいるときは普通の色なのに、ちょっと運転してメキシコに入った瞬間に真っ黄色になるみたいな、そういうなんか、まあだから単純に気温とかを表しているっていうよりかは、その、まあ、地域とか国を表しているっていう。
Is anyone putting a filter on the United States? Like Bollywood movies have some, I don't know, some kind of filter when they're depicting America?
どうなんだろうね。でもあんまり、例えばフランス映画とかでアメリカが出てくることってあるけど、別になんだろう、アメリカの時だけちょっと赤みがかってとかさ、そういうのはあまり見たことないけど、どうなんだろうね。その、なんだろう、アメリカ人から見てどうかっていう話だから、こういうふうにネットフリックスとか、まあ、大きいハリウッド映画で世界中の人が見るってなると、まあ、こういう違和感が出てくるっていうのは、まあ、あるのかなと思ったけど。ただ、その、例えばさ、X マキナとか、結構赤いフィルターかけてたりとか、2001年うちの旅も結構赤、フィルターすごいかけて、まあ、マトリックスもちろん緑、をすごい使ってたし、そのフィルターっていうアイディア自体はすごく面白いし効果もあるんだろうなと思うけど、まあ、そのね、国で毎回毎回黄色で、このエクストラクションの予告編マイケル見たかわかんないけど、確かに結構黄色いんだよね。
Like more than usual?
うん、なんか、うん、結構黄色いから。
Did they like trigger something by just, they just went a shade too yellow. It was just a little bit too yellow.
そうで、これ、その危険な地域を表すときに黄色いフィルターをつけるっていうのはもちろん意味があることであって、その人間の心理的に黄色ってずっと見てるとアンイージーな気持ちになってくるとか、そういう効果があるらしいんだよね。だからそれをさ、自分の国でやられちゃうと、こう、自分の国のシーンが映るたんびに見てる側が、不安な気持ちになるみたいな。それ映画の効果としてはいいんだろうけど、なんかその国の人からとにとってみたら、まあちょっと嫌だよね。とは思った。
でもあんまり color do people prefer? What's the highest status filter color?
I don't know. なんかフィルターないのが一番いいんじゃない？だってアメリカの普通のさ、
that's local, right?
Yeah, but.それがこう普通とされちゃってるみたいな。
So I think when you have the most local ordinary situation, there's like the least need for filter or other effects. But when you get like action movies, they start dropping the frame rate like crazy.
Yeah.
Like Jason Bourne, like his hands moving like this. There's like it's so choppy, and all the war movies are like that too, like really low frame rate, and it kind of adds to the chaos, the shaky cam, you know, the director is shaking your head as he shows you this movie.
Yeah, そのこの色については私はこうもちろん気づいてはいたけど、あんまりこう意識して考えたことなかったから。確かにトラフィックとか覚えてる映画、なんか基本ベニチオ・デルトロが出てくる映画とかさ、なんかとにかくドラッグカルテルの話、まあ、このエクストラクションはバングラデシュの話なんだけど、なんかこう危険なってなると確かにくすんだオレンジっぽい黄色だけど、それを自然に受け入れる、いやそうそうそう、なんか
It looks smoggier, right?
そうそうそう。それを当たり前のように自分は思ってたけど。
I think the effect wears off while you're watching the movie. So you know, if you look at something that's a certain color, yeah. over time it becomes neutral and it looks like yeah. it's white. So over the course of watching like Minority Report, it doesn't look as blue as it did at the start of the movie.
But then you know, at the same time, I've never been to Mexico なのね。で、だから、まあ、ハリウッド映画に出てくるメキシコのイメージを私もある程度は持ってしまっていて、そうすると毎回あのメキシコってこうセピア色みたいなレトロな感じで描かれているから、こうなんだろうね、遅れてるみたいな印象はずっとさ持ってしまうじゃん。すごい発展してるわけではないみたいな。まあ、その地域によってはもちろんそれは本当にそうなのかもしれないけどさ、なんかこう色によってそういう印象操作じゃないけど植え付けられてるっていう無意識だから面白い。
It's not inherently that way, right? Is yellow like just like an inherently kind of like a poor color? Like where did that association
come
from?
No, I mean it's not like bright yellow, right? It's this like faded sepia, like an old picture.
Like it's like Slumdog Millionaire
type color. I think,
yeah.
Mm. だから確かになと思った。
What should we? What can we do about?
I don't know. なんかその何がダメとかっていう話よりもやっぱこれで嫌って思ってる人たちは いたのか、まあそりゃそうだよなっていうこう気づきというか、自分日本はなんかね毎回同じ色にされてるっていうのがないから、まあ日本もねいろんなステレオタイプ持ってハリウッドで描かれているじゃん。それがこうたまに問題になるみたいなことはあるけどさ、常になんか全部が新宿みたいな、なんか全てネオン街みたいなそういうのも多いし、日本街なんか基本日本って言っても香港みたいなさ見た目にされてるとかも多いし、っていうのはあるけどね。
I think for Japan, a lot of that, sort of the vibe or the motif around Japan has been created by Japanese animators and Japanese artists. Whereas for some other countries, maybe they haven't had as much influence over the way their own country is portrayed. Like Afghanistan, you know, they haven't had much influence over how Afghanistan is portrayed, right?
Right,
so
right.
I think that might be one consideration.
そうだね。
What if dead people from the past are always being depicted in black and white, and like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that could change with that weird new AI technology that makes it look the way it was, but I have had this impression that everything a long time ago was pretty dull.
Yeah.
Like color wise. But that may not really be true.
Yeah. あとよくハリウッド映画であるのは、何、アメリカ、英語じゃない言葉を喋ってるっていう設定だけど、英語になってる場合に、みんなイギリス英語を喋るっていう。なんか本当はスウェーデン語なんだけど、なんか英語で表してるとき、なぜかそこだけみんなイギリス英語みたいな。
Don't they do that with 関西弁 or like,
What do you mean though?
They'll give like foreign people like a dialect, just to make the story easier to follow.
Yeah, but it's not a particular, I mean,
it's not British.
We have the, yeah, we have this 特別なやつ right? Where 外国の人が喋ってる部分はカタカナで書いたりとか、そういうのはまああるけど。なんだろうね。それいつもすごい不思議だった。
Well, what, you know when you're watching a TV show and they have some reenactment with some actors of something that happened in the States, and then they have a very specific kind of voice acting for 外国人 speaking.
I don't know.
You know, I don't know how to like impersonate it, but it's very strange.
まあそれは真似する芸人さんとかもいっぱいいるぐらいだからね、めちゃくちゃ独特な。昨日まさにあのうちの夫がなんかのテレビを見てて、どっかの国のヨーロッパのなんか女の子が出てきて、その子が、あ、でも英語だったかな、オーストラリアとかイギリスとか、ま、どっかでなんかインタビューをしてて、その女の子が普通になんか結構声も低めでなんか言ったのね。
うん、
あ、私の国ではこうこうこうですねみたいな。それはなんか日本語の機会ではめちゃくちゃ高い声で、こうなんか私は何とかだわみたいな、こう全然本人と違うトーンにしてて、なんか外国人っていうのはこういう喋り方みたいなさ、うん、なんかそういう勝手なイメージがあって、それを吹き替えで表してるみたいな。
うん、
まあ、ハリウッド映画もそうだもんね、吹き替え聞くとこうブルース・ウィリスとかさ結構落ち着いて本当は喋ってるけど、なんか吹き替えになると急にこうなんか、うん、俺はなんとかだぜみたいな謎の激しい喋り方っていうかさ、
いや、
あれはなんか本人が聞いたらどう思うのかなっていつも不思議に思ってるけど。次、クライテオが1万5000の小売業者と20億人の消費者のデータをもとに行っている調査で、コロナウイルスの影響でホーム用品、電子機器、スポーツ用品、お酒、お菓子、おもちゃなどの売り上げが急増していることが分かりました。その傾向が特に顕著なアメリカでは、パソコンモニターやビデオゲーム、庭用の家具、キックボード、エクササイズバンド、ペットのグルーミング用品など、様々な商品の売り上げが急増しています。
Criteo? Is that right?
Criteo,
Criteo analyzed data from 15,000 retailers and 2 billion shoppers and found that sales of home goods, consumer electronics, sporting goods, and pet supplies have dramatically increased. The trend is strong in the United States particularly, with sales of computer monitors, video games, garden furniture, scooters, exercise bands, and pet grooming products have increased dramatically.
そう、あのこのこれマーケティングの会社なのかな、ここがあのデータを公開してて誰でも見られるんだけど、20カ国の600カテゴリーの製品の売り上げの増減が見られるのね、サイトで、
うん、
で日本はね、アメリカほどその1個の商品が突出してバーって急に売り上げが伸びてるみたいなのはあんまりないんだけど、ただネットワーク機器と救急セット、ビデオゲーム、ジグソーパズルとかは結構伸びてる、うん、あとちょっとだけカメラも売れてるのかな、
カメラ、
うん、でいろんなまあ心理学者の人たちがこの現象について分析していて、例えばそのまあ、コロナウイルスでいろんなことが自分でコントロールできなくなってる、まあ、仕事とかライフとか含めてだけど、購買行動っていうのは自分でコントロールできることじゃない、まあ、そこでこうちょっと、うん、なんだろう、コントロールできる感を取り戻してるとか、まあ、あとそのずっと家にいてエキサイティングなこととか新しいことっていうのがなかなかないから、まあ、新しいものを買うことによってこうノベルティ要素があるよねみたいな、まあ、いろんな分析がされている。
What's selling really well in Japan right now? Do you know?
That's what I just said. そのネットワーク機器とか救急セット、ビデオゲーム、ジグソーパズル。だまあみんな家で仕事しないといけないから、その Wi-Fi ルーターとかさ。まあ、アメリカだとそのモニターも売れてるけど、それもね家で仕事しないといけないから。ドイツだとねトランポリンがなんか売れている、
うん、
だやっぱ庭がある人は、
トランポリンズ were really popular at one point here in Japan also, weren't they?
Whoa,
sorry you fell off.
You just dropped me.
This is all delicately balanced here. Sorry for dropping you.
そうだから庭がある人用にやっぱりトランポリンとか、家庭用プールとかも結構売れてるし、そのキャンプ用品みたいな、まあ、それこそ庭でだからバーベキューとかさ、 そういうものも結構売れてる。まあ、あと多分ペットはあの何トリミングに連れていけなくて自分で家でやんないといけない人もいるだろうから、それの用品とか、ものによってはそう、あんまり普段売れてなかったものがすごい出てるって感じ。
I was looking on Amazon. It seems like beer
is selling pretty well. そう、オンラインの、あのお酒の売り上げは半端ないぐらい伸びてるし、あのおもちゃも。日本はだからあんまりね、こうこれが急にめちゃくちゃ売れてるみたいなのは他の国に比べるとそんなに。
椎茸
それマイケルだけでしょ。
椎茸きっと is selling quite well, I think.
あとあの何、国によってはサウスアメリカとかかな、見るとパジャマとかラウンジウェア、部屋着がすごい急に売れてたりとか、うん、まあそれはね想像しやすいけど。でインフルエンサーマーケティングがすごい増えてるっていうのをどっかで見た。
うん、
だからみんな家にいてそのね SNS とかを見てるから、そこで何とかして物を売らないといけないっていう。ただ今この状況でさ、
there are a lot of forms of, go ahead.
No, I was just wondering because sometimes I see like fashion or cosmetics influencers on Instagram and they're trying to sell clothes and makeup stuff as if nothing is happening. Like, なんか今年の春のコーデですみたいな、なんかそんなこと言われてもさ、今別におしゃれして外行けないし、なんか誰がこれを見て買ってるのかなってちょっと思うというか、そこだけ異次元みたいな、そこだけコロナ存在してないみたいな感じで、なんかすごいおしゃれな服を売ってるインフルエンサーとかを見るとなんかすごい不思議な気持ちになる。
どういうこと？ Reminding people that they can't wear your clothes outside isn't going to help your sales, you know, so they're probably better off in terms of their profit, you know.
I guess. でもなんかファンの人から、でもファンの人からしたらさ、不思議な気持ちにならない？それ逆に、この人何やってんだろうみたいな。
Yeah, I'm sure some people will feel that way. There has been a lot of angel around a lot of different people related to corona. Yeah, all kinds of influencers and people haveYou know, they traveled or they did something.
Ah, right, right, right. まあそうだね。
結構 angel する。
まあ I guess there are so many things you could say or do easily to make a lot of people angry right now.
Yeah, there's no shortage of options.
そうだね。まあそりゃそうだよね。
Have you seen what's going on in the United States right now?
With what?
With regard to the lockdowns, the protests against the lockdowns and reopening of certain states and...
Yeah, I mean, I see some headlines, but I've been avoiding it. もうずっとだけど。
Well, so some states in the U.S. are going back to business starting tomorrow.
Oh, wow, okay.
And some...It varies state to state, and some people have been protesting their state government for being what they consider too oppressive. So there have been big protests out in the streets saying, you know, this is taking away our freedoms and...
Liberation! Yeah.
Don't force us to stay indoors. And the tension over this, the divide over this in the United States has grown massively just in the last couple days. It's just gotten ridiculous. People just are at a point where they don't agree on what should be done where. And Elon Musk caused a stir today. He was saying... you can't force people to stay inside their homes. And he, and then he went on this rant. And he said, this is fascist. This is not democratic. This is not freedom. And then he said, give people back their goddamn freedom. And wow. So it's getting crazier and crazier. So I think I forget if it was a mayor or a governor or whoever, but someone said that they were going to give a monetary reward for snitching on people who violated social distancing.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
and
crazy.
That really made a lot of, like, some states have just gone too far, and it's people are like fed up with it.
Yeah.
And
other states.
Yeah. Well, it's like, we're going to pay this person with your tax money to snitch on you.
Yeah.
It's like crazy.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen, but it looks like people are starting to go back.
Hmm. How many states?
Just a few.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, some of the states have, you know, thousands and thousands of cases. Some of the states that are going back.
Yeah.
To work.
まあこれはみんながこうアグリーするってないと思うからさ。もうなんかある程度の分断は仕方ないというか、なんか分断してることを嘆きすぎる方があんま良くないのかなと思って見てるけど。
うん。
なんかもうしょうがない。こう優先順位がみんな違うから。
Well, like、the dangers of, I guess, the human conflict element really shouldn't be overlooked either, you know?It's like everyone kind of needs to cooperate for it to work.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So
you can't really force people to cooperate. Well, they did in some countries, but I don't think that would work in some other countries.
Yeah. 日本はそういう意味ではなんか、ね、もともとのその同調圧力みたいな、なんか和を重んじるみたいなさ。文化があるから、こういう時にはそれはすごく効果的というか便利だなと思うけど。
Mm. You don't think Japan will do any sort of or need to do any sort of forceful anything?
まあ少なくとも今の時点ではなさそうだよね。まあ今だからこれからゴールデンウィークに入ってそのゴールデンウィークでどれぐらいさみんなが家にいるかとかにもよると思うけど今のところそのじゃあ例えば日本も東京がニューヨークみたいな状況になりかけていますがそういうことでは全くなさそうだしあの何みんなが政府の要請を無視してめちゃくちゃ旅行に行ったり遊びに行ったりとかそういうことも特にないしさ
うん
結構こうみんなで協力して粛々と家にいるっていう印象だけど私は。
あ、
アベノマスク。そう、うちも来たよ、アベノマスク。
Yeah.
うん、別に何もなんか問題はなかった。
That's clean. Mine's pretty clean.
うん、普通に綺麗なアベノマスク。
Did you try it on?
No, actually.
つけてないまだ。It's kind of a historic object.
そうだね。いやなんか人にさやっぱ映すっていうのは良くないからと思ってその布マスクをね、まあ、ちょっと前に、まあ、私ずっと自分のマスクなかったからさで夫が通勤してたから家にあるマスク全部夫が使っててでじゃあ自分は布マスクを買おうと思ってすごいかっこいいさやつを買ったのねオンラインで。それをつけてたんだけど、布マスクってさ、花粉への防御力マイナスぐらい、体感では。で、ある日なんか、花粉がすごい日があって、先週か忘れたけど、その時に布マスクつけて、息子と公園に行ったら、マジで死にそうになっちゃって。 でそこからちょっとやっぱ布マスクじゃなくて普通のマスクじゃないと辛いな花粉はって思った。
What do you think of those wetsuit type masks?
Wetsuit?
Yeah, people are wearing like the mask that's made out of like wetsuit material. Like the, what is it called?
めっちゃ熱そう。
It's like made of foam. It's like foam. Okay. It's like pita? Something. I forget.
なんかめっちゃ汗かきそう。
Yeah.
そうマスクね今の時期ちょっと暑いっていう問題があるよね特にあの布マスクだとちょっと汗かいちゃう感じ、
Have you noticed people are getting a bit irritable? I mean people have been talking about this but
personally,
it's kind of an interesting you're fine
てかでも人と会わないから分かんない会ったとしてもなんかスーパーのなレジのおばあちゃんとあとパン屋さん、近所のパン屋さんのおばあちゃん、でも二人とも別に全然ハッピー、ハッピーというか普通に優しい。
Are you that close with them?
あなんかあのスーパーのおばあちゃん別に喋んないけど、あのパン屋さんも今あの何コンビニにあるようなこのビニールのさシールドみたいなのをつけてて、まあ、それ越しにさ、まあ、ちょっと会話するぐらい本当に。であの今は一人で買いに行ってるから息子連れて行かないけど、まあ、コロナの前はいつも息子と一緒に行ってたから彼女はいつもああもうかわいいかわいいって言ってくれてて息子さん元気とかなんか聞いてくれるけど別にそんなイリタブルな感じではないよ普通にハッピー
I'm glad your local パン屋さん is
happy
幸せ
yeahえ、なんかあったの?そういう出来事が個人的に。
Well, I think there are a lot of things to be disagreed upon in terms of coronavirus and how people interpret it or,
like,
or react
with,
to it.
With or, your family and stuff or friends?
Oh, with anybody. With anybody. You know, like people...have different opinions about, you know, should the U.S. reopen or should, is doing this safe, is doing that safe, you know.
Are you talking to people about it or are you checking Facebook and stuff?
I'm talking to some people about it. I see people on Facebook. I know someone who started a petition to free the ocean, I guess, or free the... I didn't really look at it. But it was something about they're restricting people from sailing. There's just a lot of movements around, you know, hey, let us do this thing before I go out of business and can't support my family anymore, kind of petitions.
So... So.
And there are a lot of people in Japan that are struggling and...You know, they need money and people are in, I don't know, there's just a lot of stressful stuff going on.
Yeah, I've been trying not to look at, so I don't look at Facebook and I've been trying to avoid Twitter as much as possible. I mean, I see people's replies and stuff to us, but I've been avoiding the feed.
The main feed?
Yeah, because of...
Do you use the Explore thing?Or what is it? The home page? Or what it,
yeah, just what the, it just the tweets of people that we're following. Because it's all about Corona right now.
Yeah.
And it's because of me, right? Because of my following choices that I made in the past.
Well, it's just everybody.I think.
Yeah, but especially, you know, because I followed some experts and, you know, whatnot, and they keep talking about it, obviously.
Are you going to unfollow?
No, but I rather just distance myself from Twitter. Because, as I said before, it puts me in this fight or flight mode, and it gives me so much stress and kind of,make me blind with my actual surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Or my actual situation. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I decided that it doesn't help anybody. って感じ。
Mm-hmm.
なのであんまり見ないようにしてる。
I think that's a healthy move.
Yeah, I mean, まあなんか悪い風に言えば、その、まあすごい大変な人たちとかもいるから、そこから目を背けてるみたいな風に言うこともできるのかもしれないけど、まあ自分のメンタルヘルスとを守るためというかさ、まあストレスをなるべく軽減するために、まあなんかある程度の事実は知っておかないといけないから見るようにはしてるけど、ただこう、いろんな議論とかディスカッションをあんまり見ないようにしてる。
うん。
なんかこう人が喧嘩してるところとか、こう言い合いになってるとか、まあ溢れてるじゃん、ツイッターなんて特に。
It can become overwhelming pretty quickly. You know, you just watch a few people debate on TV and then you look at a few arguments on Twitter and then you
see... Are you still watching TV? Jesus!
Am I still be watching some TV? Oh, I saw Olta-san's new show. What is it? 英語で、
ah!
I don't know what it's actually called.
How was it?
But it was interesting. I really like the concept.
そうなんだ。
It is looking at Twitter and it is looking at tweets about coronavirus, so I don't know. If you would enjoy that particular episode that much, but
okay,
yeah, the content of the show really depends on the tweets that they end up choosing.
Hmm. Ah, okay.
Right. So that kind of drives the direction.
その英語のツイートってこと?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. Hmm. That's interesting.
They're not necessarily perfect English. Because it's Twitter, and it's not necessarily native speakers either, but
right.
It, you can see it, they go over different opinions.
Hmm.
I mean,
そっか.
Yeah. And it was somewhat corona related. But.
あれ見た? あの、Good Morning America のレポーターがズボン履かないでテレビ出ちゃったやつ。
Oh, there's what they have video of him without his pants on?
Or yeah, just... So this reporter joined from home,
mm-hmm.
and it went on air. And まあ彼は座ってパソコンかまあ携帯の前に座って家から収録に参加してて、上はまあスーツかドレスシャツみたいなちゃんとした格好してるんだけど、あのズボン履いてなくてもうパンツでしょあの履いてるのね。で多分なんか下半身は映らないと思って参加したんだけど、途中でこう思いっきり足が映っちゃってて。なんかズボン履いてないっていうのがもう丸見えになってしまったっていう。
Huh. Well, at least he was wearing underwear.
At least, yeah.
Why was he wearing underwear?
Why? Aren't you wearing underwear at home?
Yeah, but I'm also wearing pants. You know, I just dressed completely.
まあわかんないけど、でもまあそういう。
I don't want to have like a weird secret about.I don't want to have like a weird secret like, oh, 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 I'm on TV and I'm not wearing pants. This is so cool.
Well,
I don't know if that's what he was thinking, but
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if he thought, I mean, if he did it because he thought it would be cool, but like the other day I joined a call and まあ私完全にもうパジャマ姿っていうかさ、もうすっぴんだし、髪の毛も全然もうボサボサで、その朝起きてすごいバタバタしてて、で息子を昼寝で寝かしつけて、で添い寝じゃないと寝ないから寝かしつけて、もう途中でそこから抜け出してきて電話会議に参加しなきゃいけなかったのね。なんかこうもうボロボロの格好だから、さすがにビデオつけらんないじゃん。だからもうちょっと言い訳をして、ちょっと今回はカメラすいませんって言ってオフにしといたけど、
さす
がに見せられる感じじゃない。
You can't just do the makeup filter, like, digitally? It saved a lot of people time.
Yeah, but So they were using Zoom, and I don't have an account with Zoom, because I don't want to make one, due to the security reasons. Mm-hmm. So I can't really do much, right? I mean, without the account, you can join, but... I don't even know if you can use change the background without the account. So,
うん、
だからもうかごまかせない。
Do you, I was thinking the other day, like, what's the last thing I remember before the whole coronavirus thing? Like, what was the last thing that everyone was talking about right before coronavirus? Do you remember what it was?
Ah, so topic ってこと？話の話題ってこと？なんだろうね。確かに確かにね。なんだろう。
I'll give you a clue.
何？ Nose?
Mm. This is just my... This is the answer I came up with, but you might have a different answer. But from my memory,
yeah.
Everyone was talking about that... 花折れた... what's his name? Momota. And his,
oh, the badminton の選手? Man, you watch way too much Waido show. 私全然そんな記憶ないもん。
You don't remember that?
It was remember a really big deal. No one was talking about it around me.
Everyone was talking about it. It was...
Everyone as in 日本のワイドショーでしょ。なんで、yeah. もうワイドショー男じゃん。いやでも確かにそうやって言われてみるとなんかもう思い出せないね。
You don't have an example?
何の話してたかっていう。Or like what kind of plans we had outside. I mean, yeah, okay.
What was the last thing before this whole virus happened?
We had a plan to go to Disneyland. because we had tickets that we got for free and mm-hmm. they were about to expire maybe like early April. Mm-hmm. So we were like, ah, もうそろそろ行かないとねって言ってたらコロナになっちゃが始まっちゃったから行けなくなったとかそういうまあ予定はあったけど。
Mm-hmm.
But,
do you have some example about what was going on in the world?
No. 本当に本当に何にも思い出せないそう言われると。Like everything that comes up in my head right now is corona related.
it's all corona.
何だったんだろうね。This is crazy.
Momocha broke his nose.
No one was talking about it. Oh my god. Seriously.
That's the only thing I could think of. I'm sure there was other things.
Well...
What was 2020 supposed to be about?
Well, it was supposed to be about Olympics. Olympics. Right? Okay, so yeah. I see monorail. In my neighborhood, mm-hmm. there's a monorail station. And そのモノレールにがあのオリンピック仕様になってるわけ。なんかオリンピックの変なゆるキャラみたいのいるじゃん。あれがプリントされてて、mm-hmm. それが今走ってんだけど、なんかそれ見るとちょっと悲しい気持ちになってくる。なんか違う世界線に来ちゃったみたいな。で、あの港区役所かな？もうあの東京2020みたいなめっちゃ張り出してるのね。それもなんか別の世界線って感じで、なんかそこだけちょっと取り残された別の未来って感じ。
うん。
なんだその区役所だけが今でも気づかずにオリンピックを盛り上げようとしてるみたいなその変なシナリオがさ頭に思い浮かんで。ちょっとね、不思議な気持ちになる。
That whole area for the Olympics is kind of sad. You know, they rebuilt all the roads and the
yeah
and some I don't know some parks and some they made a bunch of buildings. There's obviously the giant stadium and they have the Olympic rings like sitting on that fake grass.
Yeah, there's so much. Like space that we're not allowed to use right now simply because you know they had to postpone the opening とか you know、mm. で結局そのみんな同じ公園に行っちゃうからまあうちの近くは別に何に公園がすごい混んでるみたいなことはないけどやっぱり人は同じところに集まってきちゃうからさなんかその閉じてるところを開放してくれればもうちょっと分散するんじゃないかなと思って 思って、まあ、私はあの実際に、まあ、細かいこと言うと私が住んでるところがバレちゃうからあれなんだけど、実際にこうしたらいいんじゃないかなっていう具体的な提案があって、だからとあの都のサイトから小池都知事に普通にあの ご意見ご感想みたいなところあのこういうふうにしてほしいんだけど検討してもらえませんかみたいなのは書いたけど、
うん、
Yeah.
The parks are packed. The ones I've seen.
Ah, so.
I've ridden my bike around. Usually, what I do is charitabi.
Okay.
And if you stay on the road with the cars, then you're not going past people, right?
Right.
And they have bike lanes in a lot of places.
Yeah.
So. I think probably one of the safest things you can do is ride your bicycle around. Hmm. Where I live, if I go for a sampo, I'm like walking right past no mask, ago mask, kanagadeteru mask, just all day.
Hmm.
You know?
結構人多いの、その辺。その歩いてる人とか。
Yes.
あ、そうなんだ。
Yes, a lot. You cannot go to the park near here. No way.
Oh, wow.
No way. It's insane. People, you can't even, it's more crowded than normal.
Huh.Even on 平日?
Or yeah, I think so.
Weekends.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, people yeah. don't. People aren't at work. People are going to the park instead. I see Sarariman walking around with Chuhai at 11 in the morning. You know, that's like the most common thing there is now.
It's really interesting because, なんか住んでる場所によって、まあ同じ都内でも。まあ、私とマイケルの家なんてそんなにすごい離れてるわけじゃないじゃん。でもやっぱ住んでる場所によって多分状況が全然違くて、それによってこう楽観的に見てるか悲観的に見てるか多分全然違うよね、うん、うちなんか結構ビジネス街だから、なんだろう、人が全然平日あんまりいないし、公園もだから土日でもそんなにすごい混むっていうことがないから、あーなんかすごいいい感じみたいな、うん、あみんなちゃんと家に入れてるしうまくいってるじゃんみたいな、私は思っちゃってるけど、多分住んでる場所によって違うんだよね。だから
It's not happening here. They had the riot police out on the street, like thousands and thousands of military grade equipped police officers with massive scissor blockades so that they can block off all the roads. I was trying to ride my bike home and I kept running into blockades set up by like military police.
What was that for?
I have no idea, but it was pretty intense. Huh. That was quite a mobilization. I don't even know if it's still there. Huh. I got scared. I haven't gone outside since then, really. I haven't seen any news about like that happening. Like no one told me, oh yeah, we're gonna like put blockades on the streets and like do all this stuff. I didn't see anything on TV, despite all the TV I watch. And I didn't see anything on, I saw some pictures on Twitter people posted, but no explanation.
場所による、なんか私友達で台湾にいる子がいて、ま、日本に住んでるんだけど、たまたまその台湾に、まあ、旦那さんは台湾の人で、台湾に行ってる時に、まあ、コロナがこんな感じになっちゃったからもう帰ってこないっていう決断をして、まあ、そこにいるんだけど、彼女から先日メールが来て、もう You must be so stressed out みたいな、日本は本当に大変なことになって、もう本当にストレスでしょみたいな感じでめちゃくちゃ心配されたんだけど、なんか意外とそうでもないっていうか、まあ、公園とかは行けるし、その彼女が思ってるほどではないなって思ったけど、だから外からどう見えてるかっていうのもね、多分違うだろうし。
I think all the parks around me are closed except for one.
そうなんだ。
So there's nowhere for me to actually go outside.
そっか。
Except for the deathly packed.
あとやっぱり、
You know what's something that sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, その work from home もさ、向いてる人と向いてない人がやっぱりいるじゃん。その、つまり、向いてるっていうのはこう、ある意味仕事をこう区切りをつけて辞められる人と辞めれなくて、もう本当に毎日12時間とか起きてる間中やっちゃうみたいなさ。 そうするとやっぱりちょっと長引いてくるとすごいストレスっていう人は結構見るね。
うん、
なんかあんまり向いてないっていうか、なんかいつ辞めればいいのか分かんなくてずっと永遠とやっちゃうみたいなさ。
いや、
それも人によって多分ストレスの度合いが、うちの夫は結構コンパーメンタライズするのが上手だから、むしろ家の方がストレス少ないみたいな感じで、なんかいい感じにやってるけど。
How do you feel generally? Like, do you...
I'm feeling okay. I mean, in general, even without this whole corona thing, I think a lot of parents would agree with me when I say it's just a repetition of... It's like...For a couple days, it's like, oh, everything's under control. I'm nailing this, you know. And then there's this one day where nothing works fine and you're just exhausted and you don't know what you're doing and you suddenly feel lost and depressed.
Uh-huh.
And that's usually, you know, because of some mood swings of your kid or teething or, you know, whatever. But...なんかもともとそんな感じだから、それが今も継続してるみたいな感じ。
I think the scariest situation would just be living by yourself and being alone and not being able to meet anyone.
Yeah, so I've been... Yeah, so I reached out to my friend the other day. She lives alone and she said that at this rate she's going to start having a deep conversation with her wall.
Yeah. Yeah, it will...That kind of long-term isolation, just alone by yourself, where you can't socialize with people, it can seriously drive you completely nuts. I mean, you should probably get a Wilson, you know, from Castaway, you know, the volleyball with the, the hair shoved in it.
そう、それも本当になんか、でももう一人の友達は、普通に独身で一人で暮らしてるけど、全然平気、もう誰にも会わなくても、逆にストレスなくてハッピーみたいな感じで、まあ彼女は多分一人でいることにすごい向いてるというか、でまあ家で仕事してずっと一人だけど、むしろ快適みたいな感じで言ってて、あ、それはそれですごい良かったと思ったけど。
Some people are good at socializing online, and some people are not good at it.
Are you doing that? Like, Zoom のみとか?
No Zoom のみ, but I'm communicating with people about just what's going on. And a lot of people have reached out too, and I think, you know, people are just want someone to talk to.
Yeah, I feel like I'm talking to more people than usual.
Hmm.
Especially with the video. I never do FaceTime, usually, so... But it's nice to be able to see their faces and stuff. It makes a huge difference, so...
Have you noticed...
Yeah.
I almost don't want to mention this, but... Have you noticed that there have been a lot of earthquakes lately?
Yes. ね。それ、ずっとさ...
I was wondering...
Yeah.
Like there being a virus pandemic doesn't protect us from the earthquake.
I know. So, ダイヤモンドプリンセスに侵入っていうか、侵入したと言われていた岩田先生がさ、ツイッターでまあそのことを何回か言及していて、まあここで大地震とかが来たらどうなるかっていう、避難所。は絶対に避けないといけないっていう話を彼はしていて、まあ、避難所はもちろんコロナがねそこで蔓延してしまったら大変なことになっちゃうからっていう。 So Yeah, I mean if I think if you lived in a sturdy building like タワーマンションとか then I think you know you need enough if you had enough food and I don't know necessity goods then you can stay at your place right for a while instead of going to Hinanjo or wherever
mm-hmm.
だからまあうちは コロナの前からそれをこうできれば目指したいなと思って、その簡易トイレとかさ家に結構貯めてあるけど。
You need to get all the stuff in my earthquake preparedness
list. Yeah, そうだね、そうだね。
List. That、yeah. list had N95 in it.
Right.
So like masks and stuff, because those are necessary in earthquakes also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
そうだね。
People should have, you know, just, yeah, I mean, it would just be so much worse if people aren't prepared. And I think people might be a little bit more prepared, but the, just the compounding effects of the virus, you know, in a disaster like that are just sort of horrifying to imagine. So, I mean, we can hope all we want. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But.
次.
Jeff Bezos is funding the construction of a giant 10,000-year clock within a remote mountain in West Texas. The long hand of the clock ticks once per year, the short hand ticks once per century, and every millennium the cuckoo will come out. The idea for the clock was conceived in 1986 by Danny Hillis, and construction began in 2018. It has thus far cost $42 million. Hillis had the following requirements for the design. Longevity. The clock must be accurate for 10,000 years and not contain valuable materials which would be looted. Maintainability. It can be maintained using Bronze Age technology. Transparency. No functionality should be opaque. Evolvability. It should be possible to improve the clock over time. And scalability. Creators are able to iterate with smaller versions.
Amazon のジェフ・ベゾス氏がテキサス西部の人里離れた山の中に1万年間止まることのない巨大な時計を建設しています。時計の長針は1年ごと、短針は100年ごとに動き、1000年ごとに格好が出てきます。鳥のね、時計のアイデアは1986年に発明家のダニーヒルズによってもたらされたもので、建設は2018年に開始されました。建設費用は現在までに4200万ドル、日本円でおよそ45億円かかっています。ヒルズ氏は時計のデザインの必須要件として以下を挙げていました。1、耐久性。時計は1万年間正確に動かなくてはならず、盗難を避けるために高価な材料は使わない。2、保全性。青銅器時代の技術でメンテナンスできるようにする。3、透明性。不透明な機能があってはならない。4、進化性。時とともに改善が可能でなければならない。5、スケーラビリティ。小さいバージョンでもきちんと動くようにする。このさ、話を見たときにね、なんか、このダニーヒルズ氏が1986にっていうのを見たときに、なんか字面だけ見て一瞬、わ、すごい古って思ったの。自分が生まれた年だった。悲しい。
Yeah. Yeah, they've been thinking about it for a while, I guess, and planning.
なんか写真見たけど、
It's hard to tell what's going on, right?
うん、よくわかんない。あの、なんて言えばいいの？あの、大きなノッポの古時計みたいなさ、それのチクタクチクタク、こう下で揺れてる部分みたいなやつが洞窟の中に設置されてるみたいな写真があって、これは何なんだろうみたいな。何の部分の何の写真なのかって。
It's pretty big. Is there anything that...
It says 500 feet tall.
Deco.
What's that? 何 500 feet? Feet to meters. 152 meters. の高さ。
That's pretty big.
動画があるじゃん。
うん。
あ、すごい。あの、建設してるところの動画がある。え、これ本当にでも青銅器時代の、あ、でも青銅器時代の技術で建設するんじゃなくて、その技術力でメンテができればいいっていう意味なのか。
うん。So they're worried that thousands of years into the future, after World War III or something, you know, someone isn't able to maintain the clock because they've, you know, the apes have taken over and we've lost all of our technology or something. So when you're thinking when you're thinking 10,000 years in the future, you know, what sort of considerations are there? And the point of the clock is, because it's designed to last 10,000 years, it sort of prompts people to think about how do you make something persist for 10,000 years?
So even if we lose everything, we would know what year it is after Jesus was born or something.
Wouldn't it be crazy if humans just lost track of time completely? Just people died and some computers glitched and nobody knew what time it was. Like if we were just stranded on an island right now,
yeah. It's like,
what day was it? Like, would we ever be able to sync it back to the modern Gregorian calendar or whatever?
I have no idea.
You'd probably just be able to keep track of how many days have passed since you were stranded on the island, right?
Yeah.
I don't think they really kept track that well until, I don't know, King Gregory or whoever made that calendar come together. I think the calendars have been passed through like Julius and a bunch of other people who, that's why they like moved the months over. Like,
do you think it helped us? I mean, it obviously helped us with technologies and all kinds of things, but do you think keeping track of time and dates helped us psychologically?
Like, is it a good thing?
Yeah, like, is it a good thing? Because I was just thinking about this yesterday, but I was looking at my son, and he has no sense of... I wouldn't say he doesn't have any sense of time, but he doesn't think about tomorrow or tonight, you know, because he doesn't really understand that. So sometimes when I say, oh, do you want to, you know, go to the park tomorrow? And he hears the word park, and he's like, oh, yeah, like, can we go now? And I say, no, we're going tomorrow. I don't know how much he understands it, but if everyone was like him, right? if we don't really understand tomorrow or in a week, then things are way simpler. And is that better or worse? Or
I think that's much worse. but I mean, it would prevent people from like conspiring or something, you know. but the ability to, you know, plan and schedule is sort of one of the major differences between us and animals. I think animals just react to stuff all the time, right? They're not thinking about, oh, today is different than yesterday. It's just another day.
Yeah.
So like each day is the same exact sort of opportunity, rather than, you know, it's Wednesday instead of Tuesday. Because is there really like a physical difference between Wednesday and Tuesday?
So is that psychologically better or not? That's what I was thinking yesterday.
It might be better psychologically, but worse for survival. I don't know.
Why is it worse for survival?
Because you can't really plan or coordinate with other human beings. Because it's like, you know.
Oh, you mean it's worse if you didn't have it. Oh, right.
Yeah. So human collaboration is sort of the reason why I wear a watch and people wear watches. It's just so we can sort of... it synchronizes human behavior, the watch.
Yeah.
Whereas if we if we just threw that out, you know, I think it'd be pretty crazy. Do you remember time capsules?
Yeah.
Like people, I don't think it's that popular right now, but I think maybe in the 90s or something, it was quite popular to put stuff into a little metal case and then yeah. bury it in your backyard, like really deep, and just hope the Martians find it or something.
Yeah. え、自分で後で掘り起こすじゃないの？20世紀少年みたいなことでしょ？
Oh, they have ones where you like write a letter to yourself or something, but there are people that are aiming for like 5,000 years or something. They want someone to find their, you know, teddy bear or whatever it is.
Interesting. I hated it when I... So in high school or something, our teachers made us write a letter to ourselves like 2 years later or something, and I hated it so much.
When you read it or when you wrote it?
When I wrote it. Like, I didn't know what to say, so I didn't really...
What did you say?
I don't know. I took it so 適当, and I wrote only like one or two sentences, like, hello.
Did your future self feel disrespected, or what happened?
A little disappointed because everyone else wrote a lengthy note and they were enjoying it. So I was kind of like, oh, maybe I could have taken it more seriously. But then I, like, if I could redo it, I would probably write only 3 sentences.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't know what to say. I don't know. I'd just be like, hey.
Hey, it's me from the past. I'm writing this tequito letter for an assignment.
なんかなかった言うことが今もないし。Just the idea of talking to yourself in the future is kind of weirds me out.
Do you like the idea of sending a message to yourself in the future better, or do you like the idea of receiving a message from yourself in the past better?
I don't like either.
Okay.
なんかわかんないけど嫌じゃない？
I would say I like the idea of receiving the letter more than I like the idea of writing it.
Okay.
Because writing it, I feel like I could freak myself out if I wrote just the right thing.
That's your goal? To freak yourself out?
It wouldn't be my goal, but you would want to have an impact, right? That's why you're doing it. Or you're like checking on yourself in the future. It's like, hey, mommy, 10 years from now, I hope everything's okay. Just checking in from 10 years in the past. Try to stay positive. I'm sure this coronavirus thing will be over eventually.
This is weird, right? Because because you know way more than, you know, I mean, you're a better version. Hopefully you're a better, wiser version of yourself than, you know, from whatever years ago. So you don't need any words from your past self. That's what I think. It's like, what does she know? Nothing. Compared to me now. So,
well, that's how some people feel. That's how I feel about tattoos, if I'm being honest. Because I know I'll get it. If I got a tattoo within like 5 to 10 years, it'd be like, what a doofus. What were you thinking? Oh, you thought that was profound? You thought that was profound? Psh.
Interesting, because I have 2 tattoos and they, I still agree with them. 確かにそう言われてみるとね、it's a, I mean, it's not a letter or a message.
It is, but, though, isn't
I mean,
it?
It's not a message from my past self to, specifically to my future self.
It's a message from your past self to all your future selves until you get it lasered off.
I guess. I didn't really think of it as a message. It was more like a reminder to myself. Like something that I should remember going forward, みたいな感じ。
Maybe people who don't get tattoos should just write letters to themselves.
Maybe.
as a substitute?
I guess.
Because you want to remind yourself of something. You know, if something crazy happens in your life, it's like, I need to get a tattoo. Well, you could also write yourself a letter.
Well, my thinking was like, I need to be able to see it all the time. You know what I mean? It's in your face. It's in your skin. Like, it's right there. And and it helps.
You can ignore the letter. That's true.
Yeah, right? You have to actually, like, go out of your way to look for it. But tattoo's always with you. So it honestly, it works for me. But... 次。
Using data captured by the Very Large Telescope in Chile, cosmologists have found evidence that the universe may have north and south bearings, a dipole structure, along which variations in the fine structure constant can be mapped. The researchers constructed absorption models from redshift observations of a quasar 13 billion years in the past, and use artificial intelligence to analyze turbulence and heat independently, something which was previously difficult to do at scale. John Webb from the University of New South Wales stated the following: electromagnetism seems to gradually increase the further we look, while towards the opposite direction it gradually decreases. In other words, in other directions in the cosmos, the fine structure constant remains just that, constant. These new, very distant measurements have pushed our observations further than has ever been reached before. The research was published in Science Advances.
チリの超大型望遠鏡 VLT で得たデータを使い、宇宙学者のチームが宇宙は北と南に方位を持つ双極子の構造である可能性があり、その構造に沿って微細構造定数の変化をマッピングできることが分かりました。チームは吸収モデルを構築して130億年前のクエーサーの赤方変異を観測した上で、過去に同様の規模では困難であった乱れや熱の個々の分析を人工知能を使って行いました。ニューサウスウェールズ大学のジョン・ウェブ氏は以下のように述べています。遠くを見るほど電磁気は徐々に増加しているように見えるのですが、一方で反対方向に向かっては徐々に減少しています。宇宙空間で他の方向においては微細構造定数はまさに定数です。今回の新しいとても遠くの計測値はかつてないほど遠くまで観測の距離を伸ばしました。論文は Science Advances に掲載されています。
Yep.
So, constant と思ってたけど constant じゃなかったってこと?
It's constant in certain directions.
、
It's not constant
everywhere.
I mean, this is still... Being constant everywhere is called isotropic.
Okay.
And so this would be indicative of an anisotropic universe. And this would be a huge, huge question for cosmology. If this is accurate, it sort of changes everything. Well, not literally everything. Well, actually, it might literally change everything, literally.
But
if it's true... and the reason why it would literally change everything is that the electromagnetic force is what ties electrons to the nuclei of atoms, right? So if that force isn't consistent, then it means that we don't know what it would mean if you change the value, but certainly atoms won't be the same.
Right, そっか.
And if atoms themselves are different, I mean, everything's different, right?
Right.
So, it's just the implications of this would just be ridiculous. It wouldn't change anything about right here, where we are.
Where
we are right now is what it is.
Yeah.
But the way that we would expect the rest of the cosmos to be、totally changes if this study is true and the fine structure constant is not constant everywhere.
So there's north and south of the entire universe?
That's what it seems like. That's what they're saying. It's hard to interpret that and sort of grok exactly what that means. But I guess I should say that the fine structure constant it refers to the gap in atomic spectral emission lines. So when you look at an object way out in space, there are these atomic spectral emission lines that sort of tell you what it is that is emitting the radiation. Mm-hmm. And so that gap is called the fine structure constant because it's a gap in the fine structure of the spectral emission lines. And so this whole infrared, looking at the redshift, and then picking this particular object, this quasar. This quasar is the second, it's not the oldest object, but it's the second oldest object that I think we have observed. 13 billion years, light years away. I don't know if it's necessarily 13 billion light years, but that might actually change depending on whether this study is true. Because, I mean, I think this implies that the, what do you call it? Like, light speed. There's a maximum rate of causality in the cosmos. And which is essentially light speed. And so that maximum rate of change in the cosmos might actually vary spatially. So depending on where you are. So before the idea is, it doesn't matter where you are in space. Everywhere in space is sort of space is space. If you're in a vacuum, it's space.
Right.
But now this study is suggesting that different areas, if you go in a certain direction of space, then the electromagnetic force is stronger. And if you go in the other direction, the electromagnetic force is weaker. So that there's actually almost like a locality. Like it actually matters where you are.
Right. But wouldn't, if this was true, then wouldn't it affect a lot of calculations that have been done in a lot of researches and studies in the past? If, like,
So a lot of people are wrong. Right. But there, so it, all of, especially cosmology, moves with our limits of measurement.
Yeah.
And in this case, there was a limitation where they couldn't decouple these two aspects of turbulence and heat from the redshift analysis. But they were able to use new methods enabled by artificial intelligence. We're able to do that perfectly and easily. So AI is really pushing cosmology in several places now. Whether that makes it harder to, you know, check people's work or what, I'm not sure, but.
そっか. I wanna talk to some expert about this, like what it actually, like what kind of impact is this gonna have to all the things that we thought we knew.
Yeah, I don't have all the information. on that. But I think the main implications are the speed of causality, which is derived from what's called the Lorentz transformation. And electromagnetism, all this work was established by Maxwell, whereas relativity came from like Einstein. And then people have been combining those two things. And yeah, so the Lorentz transformation is part of what's used for that combination. And then if this is true, then it could mean that certain things are variables which we thought weren't. So
yeah, interesting. I mean, I just saw a news about using AI to replicate your dick drawings or whatever, and just how
replicate what?
Your drawings of penises or something. And
how does it do that?
I didn't really look into that. I just saw a headline and just how, you know, なんか AI が使われているジャンルの幅広さというかすごいよね。
Maybe it'll find aliens.
I hope so.
This quasar that they measured is... I had an interesting rabbit hole experience looking into this quasar.
Yeah.
So the quasar is called ULAS, U, capital ULAS, J1120. So ULAS is an acronym, right? Stands for something. So I'm like, okay, well, I want to know what ULAS stands for, right? So I look up ULAS. ULAS stands for UKIDSS Large Area Survey. So the UKIDS Large Area Survey, right?
Okay.
But UKIDS is an acronym, and I want to know what UKIDS stands for, right?
Yeah.
So I put in UKIDS, right? UKIDSS. And UKIDS stands for the UKIRT Infrared Deep Sky Survey, right? UKIRT. UKIRT. It's another acronym. So I'm still trying to figure out what ULAS stands for, right? So I look up UKIRT Infrared Deep Sky Survey. And UKIRT, this acronym, stands for the United Kingdom Infrared Telescope on Mauna Kea in Hawaii. So then I tried to unacronym the first one. So what does ULAS actually stand for? And it's like the craziest just Russian doll acronym thing. It's like four layers deep.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, was it last week? なんかのさ、星の名前かなんかアクロニムチェックしたらどこにもなかったよね。ネットに。
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I can't remember the acronym. But
like, we couldn't find it anywhere, at least on the internet.
Yeah. Well, this one, I had to go through, you know, several pages to get to the bottom of the acronym. But it makes me think, you know, over time, I mean, how many layers of acronym can you really go? You know, is there a limit? Like, this is a lot of layers, right?
But I'm sure that there's...
I'm sure there's something that has more layers than this, but it just takes a really long time to...
そうだね。
To de-acronym.
Yeah. なかなかないと思うけどね。さすがに。全然思いつかないけど。Well, I've been finding a lot of articles about... Well, especially the ones in English about boredom. When people are getting bored and they've seen everything on Netflix とか.
Have you seen everything on Netflix?
No, but I probably would have if I didn't have a kid, you know? Are you experiencing something like that or no?
Boredom?
Yeah, or like... I don't know what to do or I don't know what to watch anymore とか。
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm there's some fatigue. And my apartment's small, which doesn't help that much. But I'm finding some things interesting. I don't know. I'm trying to keep myself. I don't know. You can't just stare at a wall. You have to do something.
Yeah.
Right? You have to do something. You can't just stop.
Do you get alone time?
Sometimes. Not super often, though.
Because
it's Wanduma.
Yeah. That's one thing that I'm... I wouldn't say struggling with, but, you know... Because securing alone time once in a while was something that I was, you know... with a child, I mean. To kind of monitor my stress level. But now... I don't get any alone time, so let's see how long I can stay sane.
Yeah. Is that the main challenge now for a lot of people, you think? Just staying sane?
I guess.
People are learning like different new things about themselves, right? Through this.
Yeah, and new skills too. I saw that, so you're growing shiitake, but... I saw that Miyagawa-san is trying to ferment his own natto. So, you know, people are doing a lot of new things.
I think gardening is great. I think everyone should have those skills.
Yeah. I'm getting some flowers in my balcony, and I love it. なんかさ、春菊ってあるじゃん、野菜の。うちに春菊があるんだけど、すごい黄色い花が咲いてきたのね。なんか最初びっくりして、わあめっちゃ黄色い花咲いてるって思ったけど、春菊ってだって菊だもんね、きっとと思って。なんか今まで食べ物としてしか思ってなかったから、ちょっと勉強になった。あ、こういう花が咲くんだみたいな。
I You know how It just kind of reminded me of the clock story, but some families get bonsai, and you know they'll get sakura or something, and it'll be like a, because it's so seasonal, it like marks each year so clearly, and I don't know if that would keep you, that probably wouldn't entertain you that much right now, but. But as like a awareness of each year passing thing, it's kind of interesting.
So long now.
Like some people, it's like planting a tree when something happens.
Yeah.
You know, so like if your pet dies or something, you might plant a tree.
Yeah.
And the tree kind of represents this, you know, time passing since that point. Or someone's born and you plant a tree. It doesn't have to be death.
Death, yeah. Yeah, I talked to my friends and everyone's making pizza.
Really?
That's what I'm doing too.
You're making pizza?
Yeah. I learned how what to make the pizza dough. That I had never done it before, so. But it's pretty easy.
How do you make pizza dough?
You just mix all the ingredients and just like knead it. That's actually pretty easy.
Just Google it.
Yeah, just Google it. So, なんか、あ、こんな簡単だったんだと思って、なんか頼まなくてもできるじゃんみたいな。So, anyway, yeah, so,
let's... What do you think of the new iPhone?
New iPhone? What?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that new iPhone came out.
Yeah, the iPhone SE came out.
SE?
Mm-hmm.
What? It's called iPhone SE?
Mm-hmm.
Just like the old one? What? Wasn't there iPhone SE in the past?
Yeah, that's what I'm using right now. iPhone SE is my phone. But they released a new one. It's called iPhone SE.
え?名前が一緒なんだ。
It looks like iPhone 8, I think.
Is it big? Like bigger than yours?
Oh, yeah. All the phones are bigger than my phone. But the, right. I think it's exactly the same as the iPhone 8 in terms of its external structure.
Hey.
I don't think there's anything new about it except for the chip inside.
Oh. Okay. So it's not really exciting.
It's the least exciting phone. I guess it's cheap.
Oh, it's cheap. Oh, okay, okay,
yeah,
okay.
So people are excited. Oh, it's like 4万円 or something.
Ah, 本当だ。格安って書いてある。
Yeah, so it's cheap.
Ah, 確かにね。そっか。64GB で44,800円。
Yeah, so I think they're just getting a bunch of Android users to...
Ah, なるほどね。
Switch.
なるほどね。
With the cheap phone.
確かにね。
But
古く見えても中身は最新だって。
At least they are straightforward. But the, there's an iPhone 12 coming out.
Okay.
After that.
And okay.
I think that one is supposed to be the actual new one. And that one actually looks like iPhone SE.
You mean
so the iPhone,
like squarish?
iPhone 12, yeah, the iPhone 12 looks like the old SE. And the new SE looks like the iPhone 8.
Hmm. Okay. マジか。じゃあ四角っぽいってこと?
I think so.
それめっちゃいいじゃん。
Actually, I might have made it to the finish line. Well, it got delayed, so... because of the virus, so
right.
It's going to take even longer. My phone's battery, like, dies so fast, it's unbelievable.
でも今外行かないからいいよね。別に。
No. Well, I mean, it dies when I, like, if I take a bath or something, it will die.
Oh, okay. That's not good. Well, let's continue to stay safe and wash our hands and whatever.
Stay sane.
Stay sane, or at least try.
How are you staying positive?
By not watching TV. Duh. That's my
you're not
tip.
Are you doing any yoga or meditation? Are you lighting candles, or are you I don't know, what else do people do?
Seriously, I can't do none of that. I mean, I have a 1 year old. Candles, fire hazard, no way.
Baby,
meditation,
baby
no
fire
way.
Yoga? You haven't heard of baby meditative fire yoga?
It's just impossible. I drink wine at night now.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, that's my, I don't know, survival tactics. Yeah.文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、iPad、Android、Mac の、文字バリアルニュース公式アプリからゲットできます。月額240円で全部のテキストとエッセイ読み放題。宿題プランは月額360円で各エピソードごとに問題を提出しています。ぜひこの機会に試してみてください。すでに購読していただいている皆さん、本当にありがとうございます。バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトではストアもあってかっこいい商品がたくさんあるのでそちらもチェックお願いします。ツイッター、フェイスブック、インスタ、あ、そう、あの、だいたい毎週あの英語表現を解説するエッセイをアプリで出しているので要チェック。
What was the latest one?
何の話だったかな、忘れた。基本的にあの皆さんからいろんな質問をもらっているので、あの英語表現に関するそれに答えていくっていう感じで、そういう形式をとっている。 Oh, yeah, stuff.
Stuff の使い方。
あ、そうだそうだ。Yeah. そうね。Stuff ってめっちゃ出てくるから。Yes. 毎回大体ね、バイリンガルニュースでも10回以上ぐらいは出てきてるんだよね、実は。Yeah. で、その stuff っていう言葉の使い方解説したので、ぜひ読んでみてください。Yep. Instagram、Twitter、Facebook やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
Bye!
Bye!